Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Must be stressful to test positive for COVID.
I would think.
We're talking about most stressful life events. I'm not talking about death or illness or just those other ones, right? So I'm going to go first.
Okay.
People who can't talk into a cell phone.
Yes.
It's a big life stressor.
It is.
It's a big part of our presentation here. It's your sound quality when you call in. We like the tribe to be a third of the show.
Right.
And boy, it's tough.
Don't stress Chaz out.
Every day I wake up thinking that, wow, this is going to be the day where the world learns how to use a cell phone.
Yeah. Nope.
You should probably stop doing that.
Another one is Jennifer and her toothbrush.
What?
Jennifer and toothbrush?
She has an electric toothbrush, right? Battery powered toothbrush.
Yeah, I have one of those. What about it? Is something wrong with them?
Oh, it goes for 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And during the 2 minutes, she has to talk.
Oh.
While it's going. Over the carpet. So I'll be lying in bed. She'll start brushing her teeth. She'll walk in. It's relatively new carpet. Probably a year old.
I see the problem
here. She'll come in and start talking to me.
Help me.
And start foaming at the mouth. And I could see it running down her chin. I'm like, this is...
You
can't... Seriously, not talk for 2 minutes? It's 120 seconds?
Wait for 2 minutes, then tell me.
Yeah.
Did you hear the concern in AJ's? He's like, I have one of those. What's going on? Why should I be stressed?
I want to know. Yeah. What am I doing wrong?
What should I be doing?
Why? Sorry. Knee jerk reaction. My bad.
Yeah. And, well, I have two more. The brief moments, and they happen maybe 3 or 4 times a year, where for some reason, I believe I can help AJ improve his on-air abilities. And then I realize, you know what? It's been 20-something years. This is what it is. And then, so I go through this period, it's probably the last 2 weeks, where I'm like, I just want to run up against a brick wall. And then I realize, wait, hold on. It's fine the way it is. Just let it go. And then I'm better again.
We don't have any brick walls either.
So, right.
Yeah. See you in a couple months, brick wall.
It's all drywall.
There's a brick wall outside with my body imprint on it. Like the dust from a bird that hits a window.
Right.
Instead of marking height, it's like the date. AJ did this.
Today in Chaz and AJ, Chaz found brick wall.
What I should do is cover myself in chalk and run up against the wall.
Right. The plateau.
Like that dusty bear.
Right.
And then the other one is people who tell others to vote.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's incessant now. I can't even go on Instagram anymore.
Yeah. And people who don't even know anything about politics are telling others to vote. Listen, if at this point in life you don't know to vote, we don't want you to vote.
Exactly. You're
part
too stupid.
Of the problem. It's the dumb people who go to vote.
Right.
Right? So just sit it out.
Your head's been in the sand all these years.
Right.
Keep it there.
Stay there.
Be the ostrich.
Right. Let the people who are paying attention vote. Right?
Let the big boys play here.
Okay.
Yes.
Should we go to AJ? Because this will wrap it all up. I don't think.
I've got 10.
All right. And we're talking about non-death stressors, right?
Yeah.
The everyday life stressor.
Yeah. We went through my list. AJ?
My number one would be lottery. That goddamn Connecticut lottery.
That's what you walk around thinking about the most.
Yeah, because I'm trying to win it. I've been trying to win for 14 friggin' years straight. I've been twice a week. I've been putting money in. All I ever get are $2 wins. Sometimes nothing for months. Every now and then I'll get a bonus. I get four numbers. They're like $54, which is gone because you end up spending half of it buying more tickets again.
Right.
It's ridiculous. They're constantly saying, got to be in to win it. And all these freaking ads and these stupid freaking stories get thrown my way about how this person won in like West Haven or this person won over here or someone won in Milford.
And everyone on the planet sends them to you.
Yeah, exactly. Is this you? You know goddamn right it's not me, right? You know that. You know it's not me. The fact that I even answered you right now means it's not me. Because I'd be gone.
It makes perfect sense because every time you get harassed on the show, you must think, oh, if only I'd win the lottery.
Oh,
I would never have to deal with these people again.
Poof.
The AJ's not here.
I'll make Howard Hughes look like an amateur. He's gone underground, yeah. Way underground.
Yeah.
Where do you envision yourself going when you think in that moment?
I'm not going to tell you.
You'd really leave radio.
I'd be on the show from a
remote
location. Remote location.
Anything to do with a beach?
You know, it'd be funny because AJ would be on like a television screen or whatever in the studio.
Wow.
And anytime we hassled him, he would just press the button and be gone.
Right. Actually, no, I would do it like villains. I'd go, silence. Silence.
All right. So.
Yeah, it would have to be permanent flip flop weather for you. That would be my guess.
That's what I'm thinking.
Florida, near mom.
Yeah.
I don't know, Florida. Yeah. Maybe Florida.
Sounds like you already have a plan.
I haven't really thought about where. Because I kind of like mountain views. I like water views. I like things like that, too. Mm. So
you don't like to fly, though.
You know,
so
there's a lot of water views in Florida.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah,
so you know.
Yeah, but, you know.
There's also Disney World.
Yeah, but there's also, like, you know, hurricanes that come in and destroy everything you have. So,
right.
So
it's just more water, AJ.
Yeah.
Right. My classic cars and bikes get ruined.
Okay, so lottery.
Right, lottery.
All right.
No surprise, work. In particular, social media and all the little things that get kicked in here. You know, the occasional person who does that hit and run and says, you know, something stupid and hangs up like a coward. You know, those people.
This is number two on your...
number two, yeah.
Life
yeah.
stressors.
Yeah, yes, it is. Very stressful, yes.
So lottery is money, your financial situation.
Right.
And
right.
we hear how often number two happens, so now we know how often he's thinking of lottery.
And you're also...
literally every second.
And you're also contributing to that because, you know, God forbid you say A instead of in this room, and all of a sudden it's like...
My favorite days are Flubble Friday.
You get inundated. It's like give it a pace yourselves, people.
Inundated.
Pace yourself. Shut the hell up.
Inundated.
I'm gonna inundate you in a moment.
That's the holy way to say it.
Oh my god. So there's this. There's this. Cheer up over there. There's this. SH. You know what? T.
This is what makes this even funnier.
I think Chaz is crying.
You sound like a clown.
Because this is what Phil sent me during the break before you even said this.
Well, you know, when do you kiss this person? You know, in between, like, you know, the entree and then the salad, you know, like, when do you kiss this person? You know, like, when do you kiss this person? So that's number two.
A lot of you know.
So that's number two.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh. We love you.
I need a bigger bottle of CBD oil.
That's going to be your drinking in the garage.
I'm gonna need an intravenous to that stuff. Don't choke in there.
Oh, Jesus.
That's number two.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Number three?
I would say having to clean this place every morning. Two studios every friggin' morning I know when I walk in, I'm like, Jesus, I got about a half hour cleaning two friggin' studios, you know, deep germifying so everybody else is nice and clean. You know, I got to sit there. I got to don my plastic gloves and the mask. And, you know, I'm constantly running out of this friggin' fluid we got to use over here.
You're using
food?
So much?
Because I'm making sure nobody dies. You know, the stuff we use.
The fluid.
Food. I'm like, you're wiping the place down with food.
Fluid.
You got a big steak and you're wiping the counter down?
I want a big steak. Thank you. No, it's a fluid, the cleaning solution stuff.
AJ, you don't have to clean the control room. I
do it because, God forbid, you come in here late and you have to jump on the air. I don't want you going dying on me. So
you clean my space, too?
I clean the entire place.
Thanks, AJ.
I clean every goddamn thing you people touch.
Thanks, AJ.
Except for Phil's studio. He does his own. I can't make it three. And I see he does a thorough job, and no one wants to go in there anyway, so we're good.
Yeah.
That's right. Plus, I come in, I see you're inundated with cleaning already, so I want to help out.
It's inundated.
All right, so that's three. So it's the top life stressors for AJ. Lottery.
Right.
Work.
Yep.
and cleaning the studios.
Cleaning studios, yeah.
And you have 10, so we're only on 3.
Exactly, okay. Yes.
You know?
Yep. Shut up.
What's 4?
How to get a bike.
What?
I really want a motorcycle. And I have no means to get it, goddammit.
Well, just don't play the lottery. Save up all the money.
No, because I have to win the lottery. Win the lottery and everything else disappears. That is a magic elixir. I really want a bike, and I've been looking at them a lot, and I can't afford one. So there's that. People have gone as far as saying, like, I'll start a GoFundMe page for you. I'm like, I don't know if I can do that.
What about a bicycle?
No, bike.
Hold on. You have...
I want a pedal.
You have 3 cars.
I do.
Well, if you really wanted a motorcycle, why wouldn't you give away one?
No. Because each one has a different feature. I have my truck, which is my daily driver. It's also, you need a truck here in Connecticut because of the snow.
Yeah.
I got the Challenger, which I've wanted for 10 years, and I finally got one. And that's my muscle car. That's my cruiser. And then I got my hot rod, my Fairlane. That's my weekends, you know, cruise nights, car
shows.
Having
different shoes
things
for
like
different
that.
Events.
Exactly right. You don't wear flip-flops to a wedding, for example. You wear right. dress shoes. So yeah. I got, you know, I have 3 pairs of shoes.
Right.
Now on a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's very stressful.
All right. And you wonder why money is a problem for you.
Well, I keep blowing on a mortgage and bills.
Those damn things come every month.
Oh, oof. I'm still tired from number 3.
Damn. So,
go ahead.
What to wear? I'm like, my clothes are like completely like destroyed. Like I've used the same shirts for like work so many times that the armpits are gone from all the deodorant that I've used. Like every pair, every shirt I have has a big hole in it right here.
I've noticed this.
Yes, thank you.
It's because you scratch yourself there so much.
I don't scratch myself there so much.
You do. You do. You do often look like a monkey.
Yeah, but I'm scratching myself like I don't go through my shirt doing. I'm scratching. I put my finger inside my shirt to do it. What is wrong with you people, really? Go back to number 2 again here. So yeah. Plus, you know, like what flops go, what pants, things like that, you know.
You know?
I'm gonna smack in your head so freaking hard. One of these days just gonna hear you know, like when do you I'm so glad you guys are laughing at my stresses.
Your clothes, that's a life stressor. What the
it
wear?
Is. It is, exactly, yeah, because I'm running out of crap. I got a bunch of like novelty t-shirts, and you really, you know, you can't wear those all the time.
I like the Yoo-hoo one.
Shut up.
No. There's the Tootsie Pop one you had on yesterday. I like that one.
Exactly
too.
Right, because they don't have like holes in the arms. Like all the like dressy type of shirts are all shot. They're all
Your
done.
Dressy type of shirts are t-shirts.
Well, no, you know, but the t-shirt, but like V-neck, they're like nicer ones, you know?
Yeah.
And they're all shot now.
You
shot,
know,
completely
you know,
shot.
You could buy new ones.
I could. I just haven't got around to it.
I like how money. You presented this dresser. What to wear?
Do I wear the one that I really like with the big holes? Or
I mean, because all the ones that have holes in them, ones I really like, that's why I wore them so often, and that's why they're shot now.
Right.
Do I leave the sleeves on? Do I cut them off?
I thought about that. But then that becomes you guys taking pictures of me and putting it on freaking social media again. Who's wearing to work today?
Oh, we got to go. This is so entertaining. What was it yesterday that you posted? Haven't posted me in a while?
Yeah, and as soon as
here
I saw
I am
you,
chilling.
As soon as I saw you and Goose Boy in there, liked it, I deleted it.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.